Legend lives on from the Chippewa down, of a big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it was said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron on 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty, the good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel burns when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, or they may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rose, Superior sits in the rooms of her ice water mansion. For Michigan streams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays of a sportsman. Farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remember.